Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Patrice Herman from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Patrice, it certainly was a volatile week. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. First of all, though, give us the settlement prices from yesterday. Where did we end compared to a week ago?
Yeah, good morning, Chad. We were unfortunately down across the board on all the commodities. On Friday, September corn closed at 376 and a quarter, putting us down 15 and a half for the week. Deese corn closed at 389 and a half on Friday, putting us down 15 and a quarter for the week. August soybeans closed at 989 on Friday, putting us down 12. November soybeans closed at 1001 and a half. Good thing back above that $10 mark, but unfortunately we were down 14 for the week. Our KC wheat September board on Friday closed at 513 and a half. That puts us down 26 and a quarter cents for the week. Our July board closed at 579 on Friday, putting us down 19 cents from last week.
Well, let's talk a little bit about wheat. We don't lead off with that very often, but we did see kind of a nice marketing opportunity for this fall's planted wheat to be harvested next summer, huh?
Yes, definitely. We've had a nice run-up this week earlier on with new crop July 18 wheat, which would be a great pricing opportunity. You know, I would suggest guys doing anywhere from 10 to 20% of their books. You might want to also look at some sort of option strategy or something like that, but just get something done. We haven't seen these levels in a long time. As for the nearby wheat, that protein premium is still out there. We're seeing a little bit of a setback just as the local markets have kind of gotten their fill on the protein, but I think once they chew through some of this nearby harvest that's still occurring in the northern states but pretty much done through Kansas and Nebraska starting to finish up, there'll be some more opportunity to throw out some protein into the market there if you have it stored at home.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go back to the corn and soybeans, and maybe you want to comment a little on the volatility. Up nicely, but then, like you said, we fell down for the week. What's going on with that this week, Patrice?
Yes. One great thing about volatile markets is they create pricing opportunities for us, but unfortunately, as we saw yesterday, even with what we would consider somewhat of a neutral report, the funds or everybody was just able to take it and run it down for us and make it look a little bit disappointing for everybody. But now that we're through the report, but with this weather market comes, like Chad, you were saying, comes the volatility. So we've just got to be prepared. Know what your plan is. You know, think about it, think through it, talk to your consultant on what you want to do. You know, if you have grain that needs to go to town at harvest, be thinking about that. If you're going to store it, be thinking about that. And starting to lock in some of those catch-up sales if you're behind, you know, on corn. Our averaging contract is finishing up, you know, here into July. Some of them would have finished up end of June with a 390 to 395 average. We're still, you know, we're really close to that average today. So if you still need to do a catch-up sale, now would be a good time to do it. If you're sitting pretty good, but you know you've got bushels that you could still market, go ahead and get a pricing order in for where you want to be. It's hard to tell if those markets will jump up overnight and catch it or, you know, slip through during the day, and that way you're prepared to grab it and move on down the road.
So with this volatility this week, was there much change in basis, Patrice?
Wheat basis has backed off a little bit. Like I mentioned before, that just is because of the harvest glut starting to hit the market a little bit harder. Everybody's trying to get their bushels moved before August when they're in September when their fall crops start hitting. But as far as corn and corn goes, that basis has actually been getting stronger. I'm obviously down here in the Dodge City, Kansas area where we see a lot of feed yards, and those yards are, their basis is starting to pop, and that's also starting to reflect into the new crop bid too. It's all going to depend on what this weather does. If it gets hot, this basis will keep climbing further higher. Soybeans haven't, as far as new crop go, hasn't fluctuated a whole lot, but like I said before, if it turns into a hot and dry, we'll see this basis move. So right now, I'll focus on locking in your futures price, and we'll keep an eye on that basis.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the information again. We've been visiting with Patrice Herman from the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can get him toll. For more information, you can call him toll free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.